This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Presidential Task Force on Protecting Native American Children briefed the White House Thursday. First Lady Melania Trump was joined by task force members to hear about what steps are being taken by the Indian Health Service to protect Native children. The task force was created in March 2019 following the child sex abuse conviction of former Indian Health Service doctor Stanley Weber. Weber's serving prison terms for sexually abusing boys on the Blackfeet and Pine Ridge reservations. The task force examined systemic problems which failed to prevent the doctor's actions. Co-chair of the task force, U.S. Attorney Trent Shores, says their investigation included traveling to Oklahoma, New Mexico, Montana, and South Dakota to meet with tribal leaders and healthcare workers. Shores says a lack of specialists to serve tribal communities played a major role in Weber's case.
We sadly learned that there were times when, even though a doctor's background appeared problematic, that a licensing committee would still accept them into their hospital and into their community because of the overwhelming need. And we saw that in part with somebody like Dr. Weber, who, although folks had suspicions and had allegations that he was a pedophile, people were afraid to come forward because he was one of the few pediatricians that they had.
Among recommendations, the need for the Indian Health Service to have uniformed policies on reporting child sex abuse and training for employees. Shores says the task force recommendations go beyond politics and are needed to protect children and to uphold treaty and trust responsibilities. Vietnam veteran and acting chair of the National Indian Health Board, William Smith, urged U.S. lawmakers this week to improve health care for Native veterans. He testified virtually before the House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples of the United States, saying Native veterans have served in every military conflict and enlist at high rates, yet face challenges in accessing benefits through the Veterans Affairs Department.
When receiving care through the VA outside of tribal sharing agreements, compared to other populations, our Native veterans reported longer wait times, more challenging in scheduling, less satisfaction with how healthcare problems are explained, less respect from VA employees, and the feeling that VA employees don't accept us for who we are. No veteran should have the feeling this way. Shamefully, our Native veterans experience this more than any other VA population.
Smith says the federal government has dual obligations to Native veterans through treaties and benefits for their military service. He advocated for the passage of the Purchase Referred Care for Native Veterans Act, which would reimburse the Indian Health Service and tribes for care from outside providers. The Havasupai tribe in Arizona welcomed the approval of the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes provisions for protecting the Grand Canyon. The legislation includes making permanent a 20-year ban on uranium mining near the national park and tribal land. This week, the House and Senate approved their versions of the spending bill. Tributes have poured in across Indian country for Native journalist Harlan Macosato, well known for his years-long work as former host of the radio talk show Native America Calling, a sister program of National Native News. A statement from his family said he passed away this week at his home in Albuquerque, surrounded by family and friends. His sister told the Santa Fe New Mexican, a publication he wrote columns for, that he died of complications from alcoholism, adding his struggles with addiction did not dim his gift for storytelling. Our thoughts go out to his family. Macosato was 54 years old. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Support by the Internet Society. Tribes have until August 3rd to apply for a license to help bring the Internet to their communities. More info available by calling Mark at 1-800-311-2166 or visit internetsociety.org/tribal.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.